Welcome to Vegas Ringside Rundown, hosted by Jim and Ron. Let's lace up and hit the ice. This is Vegas Ringside Rundown.
Thank you.
Wow.
Happy Halloween.
There you go. Just on cue, the music stops. We are back for another episode of Vegas Ringside Rundown. So, Jim, how are you? How's your... I know you're fighting a cold.
I'm all right. I'm here for you guys. I'll suffer through it to keep everybody happy. So here we are.
Yeah. So we've got some new cut-ins, right? We got this.
Thank you.
Love it.
Now, when we're talking about any type of parent interaction, I will save that because we do have a little bit coming up into the podcast for a new cut-in that I made from one of our old podcasts.
Doing work over there.
Oh, yeah. Doing some work.
Nice.
So, yeah. So it is, today is Thursday. Happy Halloween, October 31st. We are here in Las Vegas. Finally, all these back-to-back road trips going out to Boston. It's crazy. Just absolutely crazy it's been, huh?
Yeah. Home for a couple of days and then tomorrow morning. Off to Phoenix.
Off to Phoenix. So much fun. Cannot wait.
Right.
We got some interesting stuff coming up. I can tell you right now, there's going to be a new masterclass series coming out this Saturday. We were fortunate enough to get Harrison Luce, 15 AAA head coach for Vegas Junior Golden Knights. We got him on the podcast.
Very excited to hear that. Comes from a huge hockey family, lots of experience in the game, so it should be great. Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so definitely make sure your notifications are on. Definitely hit the like and subscribe. We've got some plans to pull out some YouTube, I think the YouTube might just be, I don't know if I'm going to just do Vegas Ringside Rundown or just Ringside Rundown on the YouTube channel.
Because we're expanding.
Because we're
outside of Vegas.
Outside of Vegas, everyone. It's going to be amazing.
So if you're listening now, you're in on the ground floor. You can tell people, I was listening to them right from the very beginning.
When they were Vegas
Ringside. When they were just Vegas guys.
What's wrong with these people? They're all over the place now.
Right.
Yeah, super excited about that. I have some emails out right now to try to lure in some psychologists, for sports psychologists.
That'd be great.
See if we can get one or two or, you know, a couple throughout the
season. See if we can get some free therapy out of that. I might need some of that.
Yeah, right?
Hockey season's long.
It's like, I can afford, I think, the hockey season, but I can't afford the therapist, so.
You can afford the hockey season?
Kind of.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's all credit.
Sure.
And then there's some thought about trying to dial in on a nutritionist. So first and foremost, obviously, if there's anybody out there that is a sports psychologist that happens to be listening to the podcast, or even a nutritionist that happens to be listening to the podcast, reach out to us at info@vegasringside.com. That's info@vegasringside.com. Make sure that you subscribe and jump on the Facebook page called Vegas Ringside Rundown, and definitely on Instagram, which is also called Vegas Ringside Rundown for the Instagram. We got quite a few followers, really been picking up over the last couple of weeks. I appreciate everyone getting on and listening to Vegas Ringside Rundown. It is truly a passion of the fathers.
It really is.
And I really do feel that having the coaches masterclass series really gives you some insight to some of our local coaches. And then, we'll be reaching out to a few coaches outside of Las Vegas. I do know that one of the questions a long while ago in the Las Vegas Facebook page, Hockey Parents, I think it's called, you know, somebody was asking, you know, about billeting and stuff. And we're going to get into that in the next few episodes. But the reality of it is kids do jump to other states. They come in and they leave. So it's going to be pretty awesome to actually talk to programs outside of Las Vegas, especially if you're thinking about going as a family moving. Right. We'd like to, you know, we're going to be back out in Minnesota in a couple of weeks or maybe a couple of months. We're definitely going to be in Denver. December.
Yeah, Denver, two Denvers in a row, and then Minnesota, Detroit, Troy. We're going all over the place.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of things set up and are coming up that we're going to be able to try to reach out to some people. It was fortunate enough that I was able to go out to Boston. And being out in Boston, let me tell you something. If you've never been to Boston on a hockey trip, I highly recommend it.
It's a great town, a great hockey town.
I mean, man, the history. First and foremost, who doesn't want to hear history? You know, back almost over 300 years,
right,
of history just in that one little city. And really, it is not as big as I would think it would be. It like huge skyscrapers. No, that's not the case.
No, more historical in downtown Boston. I would say still a little old school, I guess, compared to where we live, where everything's all bright and shiny and new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was just absolutely gorgeous and beautiful. So if you guys have an opportunity to get out there to Boston, like if you guys are saying, hey, should we do a Boston tournament? Absolutely. But in the same breath, do a Cancun tournament too.
Why yeah, not? That's available now.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, I've been seeing that on Facebook. Yeah, Junior Golden Knights, let's go to Cancun.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Skip Minnesota and go to Cancun.
Yeah. Ooh, it's cold. Yeah, let's go Cancun January, February. Right. Yeah, absolutely beautiful.
Sounds great.
Some of the things that you're going to see coming up on our website, because we are updating that as we speak, actually getting a little bit of an overhaul. We're putting in a hit us up button there, Jim. I haven't talked to you about this yet, but there'll be a button on the website soon that you'll be able to press, and it'll actually send a tweet from the website onto Twitter, and it's going to be like, ask your questions, click here. It will fire it off on Twitter so we can get other people involved, but right, more so that we can see it too. If you want to have more of a private, like you want to send like an email to us that's more private, that you don't want to, you know, put out whatever.
See, right?
Sure. Hit us up. info@vegasringside.com. Again, info@vegasringside.com. But when you're on the website, though, you're going to be seeing some new stuff. We're going to actually be we're building out a page. Hopefully that will have all the teams, the travel teams, and then we incorporate the house league teams as well, as far as, you know, scores, wins, losses, all that. It's coming. It's all being built as we speak. So hopefully there'll be more there, and it'll be a nice hockey hub for Vegas locally, which is great. And then we'll have the other pages on there that will kind of expand outside of Vegas what's happening. Like, for example, and I'm sure you know this, the rink up in Cedar City. Ice rink up there.
Brand new. Yep.
I think they did like a semi-opening. We're hoping to get involved with a conversation with the owner up there as well, so we can talk a little bit. Now, wouldn't this be great? Provo, Salt Lake, they go to Cedar City.
Right.
We go to Cedar City. It's all about 3-4 hours for both people.
Right.
And it's a common neutral place where you can go and still play games.
Play a bunch of games against some different teams.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, without driving 6-7 hours.
Or I think getting on a plane for 6-7 hours.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Hopefully get it done sometime. The organizations can get together and get something like that going on. So hopefully they're working on that for us.
But
I'm
know,
excited for that new rink. I want to see it.
I do too. I'm hoping to get out there this winter because it's like right around the corner. Right. And actually, like I said, talk with the owner, kind of get, you know, pitch it. We'll probably end up getting his information on the website, so you guys can check that out. And of course, you know, if it's only 3 hours away, I mean, if all the, like, we'd have to find out what their cost of ice is, but maybe that's something like, hey, let's do a weekend, schedule some teams, book some ice. It might even be cheaper.
Cheaper than here?
In a sense of like hourly rate and stuff. Could be.
I mean, I'm
and it's
sure
a little getaway.
We're kind of at the top end of ice costs in the country, I would think, honestly.
So, you know, you get a little, you get away, you get into Cedar. It's only a couple hours away and it's not terrible. I know Provo was, now those costs might be going up now that the Utah Hockey Club's in town.
Right.
Obviously more kids. Those prices probably will raise. But I think they were around $250 an hour.
A lot cheaper than here. I'm pretty sure we're running about $380 here or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So much cheaper for sure.
So, I know most of you guys are coming on to the podcast right now, listening kind of early so you can get into this segment here.
And now it's time for Across the Ice. We're taking a tour to the latest scores and standout moments from travel teams, high school squads, and college hockey programs. Whether it's a local showdown or action from across the country, we've got all the highlights covered. Let's see who's lighting up the scoreboard this week.
You know what I'm really excited there, Jim? Is the opportunity, we have an opportunity possibly to interview the assistant head coach for the UNLV Hockey Club.
We do, Nate Rabone.
Nick
Rabone, yeah. We did happen to have Wally reach out to him, and he seems pretty interested in coming on, along with a bunch of other people, too.
Yeah, which we're not going to name a bunch of names, but right. I am super excited to actually talk to the, you know, one of the coaches for UNLV,
because
I have a lot of questions.
Right.
Like, you know, how do you get the kids?
Right. Where do they come from?
It's not yet a D1 team.
D1 club, one of the top ones in the country, and they are going to be playing.
For a club. Yeah,
which is still pretty high-level hockey. Not really sure where they get all the players from. That'll be good to ask Nick how many local kids are on that team and, you know, if they're scouting the area. How do they do that?
How do they do that?
I don't know. That's a good question.
So, Jim, go ahead and let's talk sports scores for hockey, the hockey clubs here in Las Vegas.
Well, as long as we're talking about UNLV, they did have a two-game set out in Tucson, Arizona against the University of Arizona. A couple of wins, 3-2, 3-1. So nice little weekend, a little sweep out there in Tucson, which is a cool little city if you've never been out there. Good college town. Seemed like they were very competitive, obviously, the sweep, 3-2, 3-1. So good job for the UNLV out there. Henderson Force, as long as we're staying with the older kids, two games last weekend, a 10-3 win against the Iron County Yeti, which is out of Enoch, Utah. You know where Enoch is?
No, I don't.
I just Googled where they're from, and it says Enoch, Utah. I don't know where that is, but, you know, 10-3 win. Good job. And then Ontario Junior Rain on the road lost 5-1. As we know, we've spoken before, that's the top two teams in the league, and I believe they've played them four times already, 1-3 against them, but, you know, not too bad. You know, get good job for Coach
Matt. Not a 10-whatever.
10-3 blowout's fantastic.
Yeah.
Like, that's,
they didn't get blown out.
Oh, no, not at all. They've stayed with the Rain every time. Like I said, close games, and they beat them the third game of the three-game set last time they played. But then we'll move down. Let's go to girls hockey. PGHL out in Sacramento, the 19U girls continuing their dominance of the PGHL.
What?
They are crushing everybody out there. Four-game set, 8-1 win against Portland, an 8-0 win against the Anaheim Lady Ducks, 5-1 win against Golden State Elite, and then another matchup with the Lady Ducks, a 5-0 win. So, you know, 26 goals for, 2 against for the weekend. Dominating. Which is really great showing. Like, we've talked before about how many young girls are on that team. They seem to be the class of the PGHL. Nobody's even come close to them. So, you know, the way it's going for them, you know, not to look, you know, be cocky or look ahead, but seems like they're going to probably come out of the PGHL to get to districts, and they'll, you know, be playing some higher level teams there. But great job from Coach Matt and Coach Ryan. You know, they were kind of, let's just say, not cocky about it at all. They're like, oh, you know, it's okay. Well, you're playing the teams in your league, so when you're dominating them, I think you should have a little cockiness. So good job by all the girls.
Where were they at again?
Sacramento.
Okay.
So it seems like Portland, Sacramento, I know they do Anaheim coming up. I believe they have four sets out there. They do have a home set, too. We'll have to get the dates on that when all the PGHL teams are going to be out here so that you can go check out our fantastic girls hockey team. So good job by the girls. Well done.
That was the 19s.
The 19s, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I want to talk a little bit more about the 14s when we get a second.
Oh, we got a second. Talk about it.
No. I mean, do you have scores?
Just for the girls, the only ones was the 19. I looked up the PGHL, and they were the only ones playing this.
So weekend, I got some information from October 26th, though. That's only just a few 4 days ago. I just heard that the girls just lost in the quarterfinals in a shootout 2-1 against NSWC Winterhawks.
NSWC.
Yeah, I guess they are a BC select team.
Oh, nice.
Girls play in the consolation game at 7 a.m. tomorrow. So I am getting some feedback from...
This is like live, basically, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's super cool.
You know, to get that information. So they their losses were close games, not blowouts. Which is great, you know, definitely not the end of the world. So from the girls' perspective, keeping it tight is really where you want to be.
Right.
Close games, you don't want to see those blowouts. And, you know, they're learning more every opportunity, just like our kids, just like any kids, really, from house league to travel. You know, you're really just learning every day. The more games you can play, the more experience you get. But at the end of the day, it was good back and forth game for the most part, but unfortunately, they had lost, so they go into the consolation game. Girls won the consolation game 2-1 against the South Okanagan Knights.
Okanagan, okay.
2-2 on the weekend. Sounds like they played well all weekend. So
fantastic.
That's pretty offense. Oh, and the 14ers refer to the All Mountain Peak. Over 14K in Colorado, by the way.
Look at you doing research on that.
No. Fantastic. I have a really good connection on the 14U team.
All right. Got the hookup.
That obviously is listening to our podcast and was giving us the update.
That is the VGK 14 girls, right?
Yeah.
Good job by Coach Gordy coming off the national title with a nice brand new team here. So lost a bunch of players, obviously, to the 19U team. So
yeah.
Good job getting them together.
But yeah, 14ers. Because we were joking about it last week.
Right.
Referred to the All Mountain Peaks over 14,000, probably 1,000 feet in Colorado.
I still don't understand what that means, but okay.
14,000 feet? What are you talking about?
I'm just a hockey guy, man. I don't understand all this peaks and valleys and nonsense.
I could tell you this. Kids that play in higher altitude have better stamina.
Oh, yeah. Much better shape. Tough to play out in Colorado.
It is.
It really is.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Moving along. Let's go to Scottsdale, Arizona. So, first of all, the 14 AA VGK team out there, Coach Wally, Coach Jazz, just a two-game set with the Junior Coyotes, 3-0, 3-1, two wins. So, nice. Wow. Just going on out there and winning a couple games and coming right back home. Good job by those boys. Also going on out in Scottsdale was the Can-Am Scottsdale. Bunch of Ice Warrior teams out there. So, at the 14U level, there was two divisions. We have the Ice Warrior Blue team went 2-2, 2-1 win versus the Sun Devils, a 5-1 loss versus those same Sun Devils, a 7-1 win versus the ADHL Bucks, and then a 5-0 win versus the Arizona Hockey Union. So 2-2 for the Warrior Blue. Good job.
Great job.
Also in the 14U division, the Ice Warrior White team. 4-2 loss versus Arizona Hockey Union, a 4-4 tie versus a different Arizona Hockey Union team, 4-1 loss to the ADHL Bucks, and then a 5-0 win versus another ADHL Bucks team. So 1-2-1 for the weekend, not too bad. It's a little confusing when teams have multiple teams in there. They just kind of call them colors or go by their coaches or whatever. So good job. You know, good job by the 14U Warriors. Now going into the 12U division, there was two different divisions that did not match up with each other.
Okay.
Ice Warriors in each one. So we have the first Ice Warriors team, 3-1 in their division, lost a 3-1 game to the Sun Devils out of Arizona, an 8-1 win versus the Cougars. It does not say where they're from. Could be Arizona.
That's Bobcats.
Yeah, just
I don't know.
On their website and everything, just said Cougars. So 8-1 win versus Cougars. 6-1 win versus the Junior Coyotes, which puts them into the finals against the same Sun Devils that they had lost 3-1 in the preliminary round. 3-1 win to take the championship.
Nice.
Good job by the Ice Warriors. In the other division of the 14U, different Ice Warriors team. The first team was called Ice Warriors number one. This one's called Ice Warriors number two. They went 4-0. A 1-0 win versus AHU Knights. A 10-2 win versus ADHL Bucks. A 6-1 win versus the other AHU Knights. And in the championship game, they take down the Tucson Junior Roadrunners 7-5. So both Ice Warriors teams out in the Can-Am come home with banners.
That's huge.
Huge. Dude.
Yeah, that's great.
Great job. And I did hear from Coach Wally, because they were all kind of in the same hotel as those Warriors teams were. They're all listening.
Are they?
Yeah, we want to say thanks to all the Ice Warriors parents and coaches that are tuning in. And
absolutely.
Get us your scores and stuff, because I'm sure we're missing some along the way. And anything you guys want us to talk about in your organization, because I've never been involved with the Ice Warriors organization. I don't believe you have as well.
No, so, I have.
Have you?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear some insights about what's going on there now. You know, they've had... you know, talks about them being disbanded and, you know, the Knights took over their rink. I'd love to hear what some of the parents or coaches or managers have to say about that.
Yeah. And from the coach's perspective, we'd love to get any of the head coaches for any of those teams on the masterclass series.
I hear good things about Coach Jarrett. I don't know if you know
him or not,
but everybody tells me great things. I'd love to meet him and talk to him. Hear great things about him. And I know in the past, some players who played Golden Knights and moved on to the Warriors after maybe getting cut at tryouts, improved to the point where they came back to the Knights the next year and made the team. So whatever Coach Jared's doing over there and all the rest of the coaches are doing a really good job with those boys. So we'd love to hear from them.
100%. Absolutely. If you want to reach out to us, hit us up at info@VegasRingside.com, guys. And then we will get my number out there, and then I will come to you. It's that simple. I will head my way, and we will book an hour, because that's about what we need,
right?
30 minutes to an hour, and we will sit down and chit-chat about what's going on in your world. Really, it's been pretty cool. Do you have any information on the Warriors 10UB, 12UA, 12UB? We just talked about 12. Did we talk about 12s at all?
Yeah, we just had those two 12U teams that won the...
was it 12U or 14?
The 12Us were the two winners. The 14 had the two teams out there that finished the Warriors blue 2-2 and the Warriors white 1-2-1.
Got it.
I believe I have the... you said 10U?
So this...
12UB. It was at the Halloween Bash and at LVIC.
You got it?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, let's do it.
Oh, I got it. All right, let's get to that. You want to go right to the 12UB?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So don't have scores, but I do know in the... I have scores from the other divisions, but from the 12UB division, no scores. But I do know two Vegas teams met in the title game, in the championship game. Las Vegas Mustangs defeated the Las Vegas Warriors 3-2 in the finals.
Mustangs. Las Vegas Mustangs.
That would be a House League All-Star team.
Really? Wow. Yep.
And that was the game that I talked to you off the air about. There was a little coaches friction. They played twice during the tournament, and a little bit of nastiness between the coaches, I guess you could say, on the ice.
Okay.
They're playing for championships. Had something to do with an 8U player that was playing up for the Mustangs, whether he was rostered or not, paperwork issue, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Coaches got a little feisty with each other. Didn't hear any audio on it, but watched it on Live Barn, saw a little finger pointing, maybe fist shaking the banner, things like that.
Okay.
Good to see the passion between the two. A couple of parents from the Mustangs team did talk to me, a little disappointed that the two teams who know each other very well, a lot of the players played together, didn't seem to really get along on those two games. And you know,
guess what, folks? I don't have a problem with the kids battling it out on the ice, but after the game is over, the kids need to come together, I think.
I think so, too. And like I said, don't know if they did or didn't, but like I said, it did have a couple parents, like, didn't want to get too into it and wanted to remain anonymous, but weren't happy about some of the things that happened with the player who is either ineligible or eligible, you know, a kid 2 years younger playing up, but a travel kid playing in the B level. So I guess there was a little feistiness about that. I'm not going to go too far into it. It's a passionate game, and coaches get excited and are very passionate about what happens. So I'm assuming everybody shook hands and everything afterwards, but it was interesting to see on Live Barn, you know, a little feistiness in the handshake line. Thankfully, nothing physical, just a little bit of back and forth between the two coaches. So yeah. It happens.
Yeah,
it does happen. All right, let's move along. In the Halloween bash over at LVIC, the 18UAA division, Bishop Gorman, 3-0-1.
Wow.
4-0 win against the Montana Wolves, a 6-2 win versus the Stevenson Patriots Gold, a 1-1 tie versus the Stevenson's Patriot Green, and then a rematch in the finals against Stephen Patriots Gold, a 3-1 win, a banner and a trophy for the Bishop Gorman 18U team, which is the D1 team playing in the 18U division.
Okay.
Great job by those guys. I know they're very happy. You know, these are kids who are, you know, nearing their end of their travel hockey career, whether they go to college or whatever.
Yeah.
Nice to get another banner at the end there. And, you know, I'm sure they'll take this momentum into their high school league next time they play, which I believe is next weekend. We'll have to look that up. I'm sure we'll have scores for you when that happens. So moving on, 12UA division had four local teams, two Storm teams, two Knights teams. Now I do know the Storm teams are, there's a double A and an A, same as the Knights, a double A and an A.
Yeah.
I'm sure the lack of teams out here just kind of shoved them all in one division. So we'll go on to, we'll start with the Storm Glenn, whoever Glenn may be, their coach. They went 1-3 on the weekend, a 7-3 loss to VGK Elliott, which is Darren Elliott's team, a 7-4 loss to VGK Palline, which is Rob Palline's team. We've talked to that, yeah, about them for quite a bit. They're a really good team. A 4-3 win versus the Junior Ducks out of Anaheim, and a 4-2 loss to the Utah Dogs. So 1-3 for those guys. The VGK Elliott team, which is the 12UA team from the Knights. Darren Elliott is the head coach. I know he's not really around a lot because, you know, you'll see him on TV with the Knights and everything like that. And I know Coach Ivan helps out with that team, so I'm thinking Coach Ivan was there this weekend. 2-1 loss to Storm Kenny, which I'm thinking is Kenny Brooks, right?
No.
No? A different Kenny?
Yeah, it's okay. Sean Kenny.
Okay, Sean Kenny. Good job, Sean Kenny. Okay, 2-1 loss to them. 5-3 loss to Orange County. 4-2 win out of the Utah Junior Dogs. A 7-3 win versus Storm Glenn. And then in the semifinals, lost 8-0 to the Storm Coach Kenny team. So 2-3 weekend for them, not too bad. Moving on to the other two teams, the VGK Palline team, 8-1 win versus the Ducks, 9-1 versus Junior Dogs, 7-4 win over the Storm Glenn, a 2-1 loss versus Storm Kenny, and a 5-3 win versus the Junior Dogs in the semi to put them in the championship against the Storm Kenny team, which did have that 2-1 loss to the VGK Darren Elliott team, 8-0 win versus Orange County, a 6-0 win versus the Junior Ducks, 2-1 win versus VGK Palline, that 8-0 semifinal win against Darren Elliott's team. So the final was the VGK Palline versus the Storm Kenny team, and a 3-0 win for the Storm Kenny team.
Really?
Yeah, so it seems, I don't know if that's an upset or not. I don't know too much about the 12U Storm team, but we do know that the, you know, Rob Palline's 12U team is having a great year. So, you know, good job.
That
by
is impressive.
Good job by all the Vegas teams. There was 8 teams in that division. Obviously, 4 of them were from in town here, so.
Now, what age group was that?
That's 12U.
Wow.
Yeah. So, really good job by those guys. The Coach Kenny, do you know him?
Yeah, I do, actually. Sean Kenny, right? So, super nice guy.
Okay.
From Reno.
Gotcha.
Actually, as a matter of fact, he might be our first Storm person.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Now, do you know, did he just take over that team?
He did not. So, because it's 12UA.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah. The 12U AA team lost their coach.
Correct.
Gotcha. And we're going to get into that
we'll
in a little
get into
while.
That.
I was just curious if that was the same team or not.
Yeah, no. So he's always had the 12UA team.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Ethan, my son, played for him for 12, I think it was 12UB. So a couple seasons ago, he was the 12 UB coach.
Gotcha.
Let me tell you something about him.
Let's hear it.
First and foremost, you want to talk about a guy that really clicks with the kids. Not saying that some coaches don't.
No, absolutely not.
But what I really liked about him, and I'm hoping to get him on. Obviously, I've got the green light to try to get him on, so we're going to try to get him on. But and I don't want to give away all the thunder, but I could tell you this.
Bring the thunder.
I don't see many coaches. I don't know about you, Jim, but I don't see too many coaches that actually purposely get on the kids' level when he's talking to the kids.
Physically?
Yeah, physically. So like,
I dig it.
So like the kids will be standing there along the bench. He actually will be eye to eye, equal to them. Not standing above them. In that sense.
I like that.
I was really impressed by just trying to connect with them.
Right.
And I hear he's a really good golfer.
Oh, yeah?
And most hockey players are really good golfers, surprisingly.
Not me.
Hand-eye coordination.
No, I'm terrible at golf. Pretty decent at hockey in my day. Absolutely terrible at golf.
Well, most decent hockey players.
Ah, boo. Yeah, play boo. Hockey lefty and golf righty. Maybe that's why I should have tried to golf lefty,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. You probably should have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just from a mental perspective, right, I'm coming down. Now, obviously, there's going to be times where he's frustrated, of course. But those times, though, it's always eye level or, you know, just the kids really engage. And honestly, I would say he that team was battling against some really good Vegas Junior Golden Knights kids.
Sure.
And some really decent head coaches.
Oh, really good head coaches, absolutely.
Right?
Yo, 100%.
Pretty awesome head coaches. And Sean Kenny, who comes in and ends up taking the win. So congrats on them. Yeah, so that's just one little thing that I noticed when Ethan was playing for him. And I was able to interview him, actually, when I was broadcasting for that team.
Yep.
I actually got him on for a little live stream interview. It was pretty nice. Cool.
Very cool.
But yeah, look forward to listening to Sean Kenny come up onto the podcast.
Oh, that's great.
And I'd love finally to, I'd get love somebody to, love from to Storm. Talk to him.
For yep. sure. Finally, somebody from Storm. Got to get a Storm. Got to get a Warrior for sure. All right. Ready to move on?
Yeah, do it.
Shipping off to Boston.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. 16 AAA. First of all, really nice weekend. A 2-1-2. So a 3-3 tie versus the Boston Hockey Academy. A 4-2 loss to the Mercer Chiefs. 4-2 win versus Wolfpack Hockey Club. A 10-1 win versus the Boston Knights. And a 4-4 tie versus the Black Knights Academy. A lot of Knights in that division.
Yeah.
Do want to say those kids, a lot of them got sick. They had some bad scallops or something like that, I heard.
Yeah.
So somewhere between 6 and 8 kids were throwing up and even a couple on the bench and everything like that. So to come off 2-1-2 when everybody's like dying of food poisoning. Like,
was it at the end? I thought it was at the end.
I believe it was at the end, yeah.
Versus the beginning, right?
Yeah.
So if they walked away with a 4-4 tie and half the kids are sick.
Right. I did hear like 2 kids on the bench like just started puking in the middle of the game and had to leave, which is just awful. Like, feel bad for everybody. You know, luckily when you guys were out there, you guys must have ate at a different restaurant because everybody stayed healthy, right?
We did. And yeah. I mean, I saw the 16 triples like in passing.
Right.
Really. I mean, I didn't even hear about this while we were out there.
Right.
But, you know, they're fortunate. Their hotel was literally across the street, so it was pretty good for them because they could leave and just literally walk across the street to get to their hotel. We had to drive like 20 minutes or so.
Right.
But for them, for convenience, especially if you're feeling like crap and sick, who knows if it's coming out of both ends. You definitely, you know, you don't know, man. You can't mess with scallops.
No. Bro. Seafood's tough.
Seafood can be tough. It shouldn't have been bad. You're in Boston. I mean, I can understand if you ate seafood here in Vegas. I mean,
yeah, who knows where it's coming from.
How long it's been
in
the freezer.
Been, you know, if they had the dry ice and all that good stuff. I did find out something about that 16 AAA team that's very exciting. While you're watching the 15 AAA team on Scully 7 on Twitch,
yeah,
you can just type in VGK16U AAA. They have their own Twitch stream.
Ooh.
So I'm going to be, I'm very excited to see some more, you know, hockey.
I would like to watch them.
Absolutely.
A little bit more,
yeah. Do know some of those kids. My son actually told me about it because he's friends with a few of those guys on the team, Tommy Trent and a couple other players. And, you know, I'm excited to watch them play for sure, because a lot of times we're playing in the same area, you can't really check them out. So good to be able to look back in those games, see how they're doing for the year. So yeah. We'll move on to our team, the 15U AAA, 2-3 for the weekend. 5-1 loss to the South Shore Kings, very good team. 5-2 loss to the Philadelphia Revolution. 4-2 win versus the Northern Cyclones. A 3-0 loss to Northern Cyclones Prep. And a 4-2 win over the Maine Mariners. Good job salvaging a win on the weekend there. And the last game, you know, the final games for Coach Harrison with the 15 AAA team. Yeah. Good to get him a win on the way out. What were your thoughts? You were out there checking it out.
Yeah, it was definitely, first and foremost, the rink that we went to, which was the New England Sports Center, which was in Marlboro, Massachusetts, by the way, which is probably, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes or so from New Hampshire.
Yep.
It's like north.
Yeah, we were in New Hampshire last year and cruised down to Boston to check out some stuff. So not
yeah, so away. That's pretty cool. Hey, little side note, though, New Hampshire, no state tax.
Oh, right on.
And no tax at all.
Zero tax.
Zero tax. Like, you could buy product, food, whatever, it's all tax-free.
So when you go to Boston, you just take that little 20-30 minute ride up to New Hampshire, get all your grocery shopping done for the weekend.
Yeah, a lot of people buy their electronics and stuff up there is what I hear. Idea. Yeah. Here's the other thing. Their motto, though, in New Hampshire, even though we were in Massachusetts, is live free or die trying, or live free or die.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy, man. You talk about free, but how about this? Live freeze your butt off in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Is what I'm thinking. And so you got to endure this crazy weather, but you get a lot of stuff that's taxed or not taxed, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys actually got really good weather out there. My wife is saying, this is her first time in Boston. She says, I think I could live here. I said, take a plane back there in about 2 months and then talk to me.
You know, the funny thing is we were saying the same thing. We're like, man, this would be pretty cool. And I was telling my wife, I go, it'd be pretty cool for like a timeshare.
Yeah.
Like
summer
have
there, winter here.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, the dream.
I guess, you know, the trees, the reds, the yellows.
Changing of the seasons.
Yeah, it's crazy. But as far as hockey goes, it was great hockey. Having 8 rinks, again, 8 sheets of ice in one place. And they weren't stacked. So if you're in Blaine, Minnesota, and you're playing at the Super Rink, these things are side by side by side by side. All 8 rinks are right there. For New England Sports Center, though, it is like you walk in, you have 2 on your right, 1 stacked in the back. Then they kind of bend around the corner and they kind of go two on each side. Like, it was really, it didn't take up a lot of space.
Right.
So you're really in there going, how can they fit 8 rinks in here? It's amazing. Whole upstairs that you can like get to all the rinks. You did have to pay. This is one of those pay weekends. Mm-hmm. Now, I threw a curveball with them, and I said, you know, I'm a first responder. You know, I am a registered nurse. And he was looking at me like, first responder. First and foremost, Boston or Massachusetts does not give out a lot of discounts for like military.
Okay. Interesting.
As Corey was out there, you know, he always asks, you know, he's an active duty military guy.
Right.
And he always asks. I mean, get your perks where you can get them, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you're serving your country. Yeah, absolutely.
Well deserved.
But a lot of places did not have any type of discounts. And so I threw out the first responder. He's like, oh. And I said, you know, I'm a nurse, you know, coming to watch, you know, coming to the team. Oh, he must have thought I was active medical guy.
Right.
Because he's like, okay, come on in. And so from that point on, it was like, oh, okay, cool. We just walked in. We were able to walk in. Yep. It's not that I didn't want to pay, but it was really interesting that.
Oh, I wouldn't want to pay. You're already paying how much to go there, you know?
I know. I agree. But
it's kind of silly, but that seems to be a thing now.
Like, I'm trying for a little discount here, too.
You got to save a buck wherever you can.
In Minnesota, it was the cost for the weekend was 70
bucks.
70 bucks. Mm-hmm. For the first responders, they were 35. So they had something in place. Massachusetts does not. And don't go to the North End if you don't have cash. Like, some of those places on the North End of Boston, it's an Italian place. Mm-hmm. You got to have cash.
Cash only.
It's amazing. Old school. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For sure.
They circumvent all that. But when it comes to, like I said, when it comes to hockey, we, you know, some interesting stuff. what I saw as far as, you know, because I was obviously announcing the games, putting down stats, trying to at least get an idea, you know, who's scoring what. Here's the one thing. Even though we went 2-3, we scored, I think there was only one game that we didn't score anything. And it really, we should have scored. We had more shots on goal.
Oh, the 3-0 loss?
Yeah, the 3-0 loss.
Well, we scored twice on our own net.
There you go.
Does that count?
I was going to get into that. So, unfortunately, we had two deflections off our own guys.
Right.
It would have really been a 1-0 loss, but even their goalie was stopping everything. And sometimes, though, Jim, and I don't know how the rest of the parents feel about this, especially watching from house league to whatever, you're like, sometimes you just don't get no, what do you call it, puck luck.
No puck luck. Sometimes you get goalied. Sometimes you don't have puck luck. The gods aren't shining down on you. It is what it is. Hockey's a strange sport. So, you know, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
It is what it is. But the good thing is we had no outbursts from the refs. Nothing too crazy. We had it from the coach of Philadelphia. Mm. And I was telling one of the parents, you know, see, I'm trying to move my mic and it's all crackling. So I was talking to one of the parents, and they were saying, you know, Philly's always been tough. You know, they're a bunch of, you know,
they throw snowballs at Santa Claus at the football games.
They do,
yeah.
And
batteries are at players during the hockey games, those kind of things.
But it, as a parent, though, there are some teams. How about you guys? Shoot us a message on Instagram or X or wherever you follow the podcast. What, I think I've said this before, but I want to say it again because we never really got any traction on it. What states are tough for you guys to go to? What states, what teams, you know, we don't have to name names. You can general team. You don't have to say 14 or whatever. You could say, oh, the Bobcats are tough or whatever. Right. Like, is it Arizona? Is it Utah? For me, even for the NHL, Philadelphia is, man, they're tough.
They have that reputation.
And I've been to a few Chicago Bears games with playing against Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Again, tough.
Yeah.
But when it comes to hockey, though, even Philly yells at their own Philly fans on the road.
Oh, yeah?
It's the craziest stuff.
Well, you know.
And they don't care how old.
Those Philly fans have a reputation. And it's not everybody. So, Coach Ryan, if you're listening, and I know you are, of the 19U girls, he's a Philly guy and a Philly fan.
So,
he's
a really nice
guy.
Yeah,
he's a really nice guy.
He's a real nice guy.
So, it's not everybody, but they do have that rep. So, you know.
Guilt by association.
They were a pretty good team, though, that Philadelphia team.
They were.
It was a good game.
It was a good game. I think we lost to them, unfortunately, 5-2, I think.
Yeah, they had a couple late ones, right? It was pretty close.
Yeah.
And they put in a couple at the end there. So, you know, it happens. So, not everybody from Philly is a jerk.
But big fan of going to Boston.
Heck yeah.
I've played games out in Philadelphia as a travel dad. Mm-hmm. And we had a great experience, great time. So, totally fine going there, of course.
Right.
Who doesn't want to go to Philadelphia and see the Liberty Bell.
Yeah, we did that last year. Yeah, last year we were out there. Good times. Yeah, I took the tour around downtown and all that good stuff. So, you know, good town to go to.
So, I don't know if you have you ever seen the movie Breaking Bad?
Like the TV show?
Yeah, TV show.
I quit it like halfway through.
Okay, so you know that part, and this is just a funny meme I saw on X, I think it was. Where he pulls the blanket out of the, so he's in a, so let me picture the scene here for you guys. There's a couple of people in a storage locker and they walk up and he's talking to this person about whatever the problem he has. And he pulls the sheet over and it's literally stacks of cash.
I saw the same thing like yesterday.
Yesterday.
I saw the same.
Yeah. And it goes, the meme goes, this is all the money that I've spent on in
travel hockey.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious. I literally saw the same thing yesterday. We're getting the same feed on our Facebook feed. Huh?
And I'm like, oh my God, I could totally relate. Can you guys relate to that? Do you guys relate to the amount of cash that goes out? Shoot us an email or send us a message on one of the places that we'd like to broadcast. Like, oh, I had one. I put it up on Facebook group page. Here's one of the questions I had for you guys, for our audience. Does a organ being played in a hockey rink, NHL to whatever, is that still in, or is the hype music, the DJ, all that, is that the wave of the future? What's your thoughts? Let us know about that. I put it up on the Facebook group page. Mm-hmm. So if you want to respond there, somebody did respond. They did say that, you know, I think it was Montreal that still has the organ.
Yep.
And I said, well, that's great that they still have the organ, but it doesn't really answer the question. The question is do you still want to hear it or not?
How do you feel about it?
I don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear the organ?
I don't want to hear the organ.
Really? I want to hear the organ.
I've moved on from the organ.
Okay. I'm still stuck in
like,
the past,
like,
I guess.
Here's the thing, though. The organ is very synonymous for baseball, too.
Sure.
And so for me, hockey, for me, now, I know that the Chicago Madhouse on Madison, the old Chicago place, had the organ. Mm-hmm. I don't think they do anymore for the Blackhawks. They might. But it might all be synthetic organ stuff, not like the old school. Like I took a picture. This was at the BC College game.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know. It just feels old,
played out.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I want to hear like hype music, and you know, because I guess that's something that I get from like they don't play organ music at the Knights games.
No,
there's no organ around.
Nope.
So it's all, you know, a DJ and, you know.
They have the live drummers banging on the drums and everything. It's
like,
kind of cool.
To me, yeah. I'm like, this gets your heart going. When you hear, dun, 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 I'm like, come on, dude.
So now I'm wondering, like, you know, since, you know, we're the dads and we've been around for a while. Like, we had the organ in the past and now they've moved on to, like you said, the synthetic or the hype music or whatever. I'm wondering if, like, the younger kids who have only heard the hype music get more psyched up about the organ because it's not something that they grew up with. I'm going to have to ask. I have to ask a couple players what they think about it.
You can ask, but at the end of the day, I would say just answer the question on the Facebook group page.
Let's hear about it for sure.
Let's get some interaction going, everyone. We do appreciate it. But again, if you are one of the coaches that are sitting out there and listening to the organ music and it hyped you up that you started yelling, or parents were hyped up on the organ music and you started yelling at the refs, well...
Parents, behave yourself. Refs are people too.
There you go, Jim. Straight out of Jim's mouth.
Yep.
They are people too. So, yeah, we've got a lot of things coming in and lined up. We're going to be getting with, finally, Matt Johnson.
Yep, coming up.
We want him to do the masterclass series, Coach's Masterclass, and he has his segment of...
Feeling the Force.
Feeling... The Force? Yeah. Forcing the play.
Forcing the play.
Yeah.
Feeling the forcing the play. Something with force.
I don't know where Jim's been lately, but it's definitely not that, but that's okay.
Sorry.
Forcing the play with Matt Johnson. I was actually going to play the intro, but I don't have it loaded up because we haven't had the interview yet, but we're going to, right? Right.
Just did speak to Matt a few days ago, and he's ready. We just have to find the time. Like I said, you know, we're busy guys, hockey dads with jobs and all that good
stuff.
Yeah, so. And Matt's a busy guy, too. So, you know, but he's excited and ready for it. So we're going to be getting to him soon for sure.
And I just do want to throw out there that I did get a response from a family member who sent us an email that just said, hey, Ron, last weekend, the 10U, so this was done on Tuesday, the 10U, I believe Ice Warriors, 10UB, 12UA, 12UB, Warriors all won gold in Vegas.
Right, that was the...
That was the last weekend.
Okay, that wasn't the
and
Halloween
then this
bash.
Past weekend, 12UA took silver, 12UB took gold versus all A teams and their third gold medal so far this season.
Fantastic.
And 14UA took silver in a Scottsdale Can-Am. Congrats to the Ice Warriors. Big shout out there. Mm-hmm. Again, if you are one of the coaches that want to get on the podcast for the Ice Warriors or even Gina, please hit me up at info@vegasrinkside.com. What was that?
Oh, nothing.
So the reality of it is yeah, we want Gina on here if she wants to come on. She does have a couple of books, by the way.
She does.
So she has a couple of cute little kids' books that Maverick called Maverick Skates or Maverick, you know, something to do with Maverick. It's a kid's book. I have not looked into it only because my kids are too old for it.
Right.
But if you're just coming into hockey and want to read a really good book, I will make sure that I actually get some book knowledge on that. And we'll talk a little bit. Hopefully we get Gina on the podcast, talk a little bit about her books.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think she's got two now.
Nice.
Little series, Maverick Plays Hockey, I believe it's called.
Very cool.
And if I'm wrong, yeah, I'm sure somebody will send me an email to correct me. Right. But I do know that she does have a couple of books. Plus, she has oversight over the Ice Warriors.
Right.
And we would love to get any of the coaches over there for that.
For sure.
Jim, how... I know it's Halloween. I know you're excited to...
Eat a bunch of candy.
Eat a bunch of candy. Anything as far as what's been on your mind lately?
Well, you know, we've talked about a little bit of coaching behavior. We just got into that a little bit.
Yeah.
You definitely saw a little something out there in Philadelphia. I'm sorry, in Boston from the Philadelphia coach, which I did. I audibly heard it on your Twitch stream there.
Yeah.
What did you think about that coach screaming loud enough for everybody to hear and about what he screamed?
Mm.
Like, that was interesting.
It was very inappropriate.
It kind of
inappropriate. And it was like over the top.
Very much so.
I won't say the words. If you want to hear it, just listen to the Philadelphia game on Scully 7. You'll be able to hear.
Towards the end, right?
Towards the end, one of our players ended up getting tied up with one of their players and falling on them. And as the other player was trying to get up, of course, you're going to try to take your time and get up.
He took his time a little bit.
Yeah.
But there, you know, totally who knows fine. What's going on in that pile there.
But somebody, you know, I think both kids were sent to the...
They both got penalties.
They both got penalties. Sure. But, you know, from a coaching perspective, you don't need to sit there and make these say things loud enough so everyone can hear you.
It's very cringe.
It's cringe. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with coaches yelling or raising their voice or, you know,
some coaches have different
what
styles.
Are you doing out there? What are you thinking? You know, like
some coaches
fine.
Are screamers. Some coaches are quiet. You know, we've played, you know, our kids have played for both over the years.
Yeah.
They can, you know, safely say, but like I said, the things he said, we're not going to say on the air.
It's just so over the top. It's like ridiculous. Really, and remember,
don't know if that was his kid maybe or something.
Here's the thing though.
Very strange.
These are 14 and 15 year old kids.
Right.
That's all they are.
Right.
They're not adults. They're not 18. They can't vote. Can't drive right now. Some could, but choose not to.
Right. Get out there and vote, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Running out of time. Whichever way you're choosing, get out there and vote. Make your voice heard.
Oh, that, nice segue into like the voting part. Yeah. I did vote today, by the way.
I'm doing it on Monday when I get off of work. Wife voted Monday? Today. So
I don't think you can. It's Tuesday. Today was the last day for early voting,
gotcha.
I think. October 31st. Go to Dooley. That's where I'll be at.
Okay. Fair.
I'll be running the polls.
Nice. Very good.
It'd be great.
Nice.
So, yeah, don't forget to get out and vote. But at the end of the day, though, I mean, seriously, it's too much exaggeration. You know what I do? I tip my hat to the other coaches that don't get involved with that, or even the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, kids could go back and tell that coach to, you know.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Probably don't want to tell your coach to shut up.
Not your coach, their coach.
Their coach?
Be quiet.
That's a little tough.
Whatever. Smile and laugh. My point, though,
coach.
Is he could have been smiling and laughing at that coach or the other kid that was upset. He couldn't believe that he was in the box.
Right.
The reality of it is both were in the box
and
both served 2 minutes.
Seems like the refs took care of it. Don't know if it was necessary for the coach to be that over the top with the things he said. Like I said, a little bit cringe. Coaches have different styles, and it's definitely an emotional game. Probably watch what you say if you're a coach, even if you are a screamer.
Yeah.
Like, you know, played for Dustin last year. He's very vocal, but never anything outrageous like that.
You know what I liked about Dustin, watching him from an outside perspective, is like, okay, so he probably told all the parents, I've really calmed down. I'm not as, not as crazy as I used to be. I really try. Okay. When you're in the heat of the moment, Dustin, for sure, you're going to raise your voice.
Sure.
That's fine. But here's what I liked about it. I like the fact that he might have been upset with that play or trying to drive home that scenario.
The message.
But then he you could see the steam come down, right? He totally calms down. And then he walks over to the kid after just, ripping him in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. And say, hey, man. I don't know what he says, but I know he's patting him on the back.
Absolutely.
Or tapping him on the head or, hey, maybe he is saying, hey, I'm sorry, I got a little heated there, but you know, we've practiced this a million times. Sure. Come on, let's go. That's what I like about seeing in Dustin.
His
like,
style.
Yeah. I'm totally fine. To be honest with you, I'm totally fine with a coach that's vocal. You know, as we had that masterclass series with Wally, you know, he's like, you know, back in the day, you would just grab the face mask and say, right. What are you doing? And can't all do this stuff. You can't do that anymore. You can be vocal on the bench, but always he never took it any further than that. Meaning,
he wasn't berating any of the kids at all.
No,
at all. He would get upset, like you said, if they were, you know, it wasn't even if you made a mistake on effort. It was if, you know, you didn't do part of the system, or you weren't putting forth effort on the ice and things like that. And always, like you said, after a second, he would talk to you.
Yeah.
He's just very emotional when it comes to the games. And I really enjoyed coaching with him. It was a different style than most of the other coaches that I've been with over the past 25 years. I think he's a fantastic coach, and I never had any problem with him yelling at my son. And Dustin would even say, like, the second I stop yelling at you, that means I'm done with you. Like, you just,
you know, that's a
not done with you, but you've
say
proven
that
you're not willing to buy in and willing to put forth the effort. So if I'm not yelling at you, that's when you need to start worrying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you know you've made a mistake and no one's like trying to correct you because they have moved on.
Right.
And you know, they're only going to do that for so long. I've heard other coaches say that too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, at a certain point when the message isn't getting through and you just don't know what to do anymore, you're just kind of let it go, I guess, right?
So, well, let me ask you this. Do you feel do you feel times have changed? Do you feel like the loud voice to these kids is still drives home the point? Can it be done without raising your voice on the bench? Like, from the kid's perspective, I think it can be. I think you can have that coach that is firm and you really laying down the law of, hey, this is what I expect, yada, yada, yada. I think from a parent's perspective, seeing it, you feel like, okay, he's coaching. You can see that he's coaching.
Right.
So when you don't have that coach that is, let's say that he is saying stuff, but no one's hearing it, not the players. I'm talking about the players are hearing what the coach is saying.
Sure.
But it's not loud enough that the parents can hear it. And then the parents are sitting there going, is he even talking to those kids? Like from a parent's perspective, you sit there and go, is he coaching or not? It's hard to tell. Sometimes you just see them out there and, like, you know, the foot's on the bench.
Right. Just kind of standing there.
And you're like, are they coaching? You know, obviously in the time of game, you're not coaching practice. You're not talking to the kids about practice.
Right.
You're applying what you've learned in practice onto the ice. There's going to be some things, maybe, hey, Brandon, tie up that kid or win it back, or hey, Chase, you know, if you can win it back, win it, you know, left or right, or you have some kind of idea or style, whatever. Right. You pull out the clipboard, whatever, you can draw it up. But, you know, that's another good question we'll leave to the audience. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a coach from a parent's perspective, not from the kid's perspective? But kids, if you want to jump in and answer the question, you can.
Sure.
Do you want a coach that's very
vocal,
animated? You know, just animated where you can see his emotion, that he's coaching kind of thing? Or are you okay with a coach that is not so animated, that just is doing his job and kids are getting it or not getting it or whatever? I mean, I'll give you a quick little example. One of those is that the kid, you know, maybe the coach says, hey, win the faceoff, and they don't. But you see the coach, you see that they didn't win the faceoff. You look over to the coach, oh, is he pissed? And you don't see anything. You can't tell.
Right.
We've had some coaches like that. I can tell you that from a parent's perspective, I'm putting it really back onto the parents, they are talking.
Right.
They are speaking to the kids. They are addressing concerns maybe as a parent. Number, again, parents are not coaches, except for Jim. Parents are not coaches.
Some are, yep.
I mean, some parents that are coaches, actual can coach, have the credentials to coach.
Correct.
But at the end of the day, most parents don't coach, but they definitely want to give your opinion, right?
Right. I mean, you know, everybody's got their own personality. Some people are just quiet, and some people are louder. Some are more emotional on the bench. Some are, you know, they save it for the locker room. You know, like you said, you got a guy like Dustin who's very animated. Yeah. Before that, I coached with Coach Ryan from the 19U girls, more of a quiet guy. But when he did get loud, oh, everybody definitely noticed that one, you know what I mean? So, you know, it just goes on. It's
but notice it good people. Or bad? Like, how do you feel about it?
I guess it just depends. That's
now, you're a coach. Really I guess I you don't really care. How do you
I
care?
Don't care what the parents think.
There you go.
No, not one bit. So that's kind of tough for me to answer as a dad who was a coach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Truthfully, once a player's on my team, I would hope that the parents trust that I know what I'm doing and I would never do anything, you know, to harm physically, mentally, anything like that.
Sure, a player. Sure.
I don't care how you think I coach, honestly.
Yeah.
If you don't want to play for me, then go play for somebody else, you know. Yeah. Confidence in my ability, and I believe most coaches have confidence in their ability to coach. And truthfully, like, you know, like Wally says, a parent, you're a taxi driver, you're an ATM, and you're a cheerleader.
Nice.
If you think you can coach better than me, get the certification and get on the bench and prove it.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't
maybe
think
it's cockiness and everything.
No,
I said that's so weird because a dad and a coach, but you know, I grew up playing and I started coaching in 1997. So
yeah,
if you don't like the style, if you don't like whatever, I don't really care, honestly. Like, trust in me as a coach, and every coach should feel that way.
And you shouldn't care. And most coaches shouldn't care. But if you
came up to me as a parent and were like, hey, why are you yelling at my kid? Or what do you think this, that, and the other? Of course, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about
would
it.
Would you? Know?
Of course. Of course.
You don't have to.
No, I know I don't have to.
You're not obligated.
I'm sometimes a screamer as a coach. And if you came up and said, hey, man, like, what did Brandon do that you were screaming at him? I'd let you know. But, you know, if you said, hey, don't do this, don't do that, it's like, eh, then maybe we don't have anything to talk about, you know? And I would never swear or berate a kid, anything
yeah.
like that. So, you know, I would never be the Philadelphia coach who said something that cringed out the whole, you know, the whole arena and everybody watching on Twitch and everything like that. But I feel communication between coach and parents is a little bit necessary for sure.
Well, that's a good segue into the coach's masterclass with Harrison, because I asked those questions. So get ready to listen to that this Saturday. Right now, it is Happy Halloween, and Jim, what are you dressing up as?
A washed-up hockey player.
Okay. I'm going to be the broke dad, okay?
Well, we're already that. That's not dressing up. That just is what it is, right?
No. That it is my, because after today, really I'm going to be even broker. So there you go.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm as broke as one can be. Yes, it is my costume, because I can't afford anything else.
Call it hockey poor.
Hockey poor.
If it wasn't for hockey, we'd all be doing just fine, but we're hockey poor, and we're all in the same boat, but we do it for the love of the game and the love of the kids, right?
There you go. And I appreciate everyone listening to Vegas Ring Ringside Rundown. Again, if you want to get on the podcast, hit us up at info@VegasRingsideRundown. Also, you can send us a message on most places out
social
there,
media.
Facebook, X, Instagram. But as I always finish, I'm Ron.
I'm Jim.
And we're out.
You've been listening to Vegas Ringside Rundown with your hosts, Jim and Ron. You can check out their website at www.vegasringside.com. Email them at info@vegasringside.com or check out Vegas Ringside Rundown on X, Instagram, or Facebook.